This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption.
You know, the mainstream media are so blind to how they attack me. I'm going to talk about this in the next segment, but they think that when I'm getting attacked or I'm getting monetary things taken away that I think I'm losing. I'm not just trying to make money or I would have joined them. I'm trying to take the country back. I'm trying to defeat them because they're a clear and present danger of nasty, horrible people. And after they've done all this stuff to us and everybody else, don't they get we're now just reconnoitering and reorganizing and that we're not going to go away, that now they really have, you know, because I sort of asked this question earlier and then I forgot to get to the answer. We kind of joke around about this too much. This is real authoritarianism. How do we bring immediacy to this and let folks know this is deadly serious? Because even if, you know, Shiva, Dr. Shiva, running for Senate doesn't win, he's won by taking the arena. He will be hurting the globalist heat, and he could win. And so that's what we're getting at. So, Shiva, continue here again. What's the best website for folks to visit to find out more about you running for Senate?
Thanks, Alex. The best website is Shiva for Senate, the numeral for Senate.com. And by the way, Alex, you know, we have these awesome magnetic signs, road warrior signs. We probably got about 1,000 of them out on the road right now. And in response to us getting this meme out, only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian, the Boston Globe, which used to be previously owned by the New York Times, I think they paid some ridiculous amount of money and then sold it back to some guy who runs the Boston Red Sox here. The interesting thing about that is they wrote nearly like a 15-page article, Alex, trying to say that Elizabeth Warren did not get into Harvard because she was Native American. And this was a direct response to our explosively growing campaign on the ground. What's interesting in that article, Alex, is that they don't tell this to the people, that no university is ever going to say, oh, yeah, we hired Alex because he's a Native American. We hired Owen because he's Irish,
but
right?
Harvard got sued, though, this year, and they had to admit the admissions that they said Asians may have the highest test scores, but because they test low in our score for having a soul, for being funny, we're saying they're stupid. That is the most racist, whacked out. And that's the thing is, how's the left going to deal with the top richest groups per capita being Asians? 9 groups of Asians are on top and then some white people. How in the world are they going to sit there and say, now you put blacks in slave camps? I just don't get it.
Yeah, what the liberal elite do is they actually like to pit black against white, you know, black against yellow. They like to create race war. So what Harvard, you know, affirmative action was a gain of the civil rights movement. It was a Band-Aid. It never really solved the real fundamental issues. And what Harvard did was, if an Asian American applies, they apply a 20% discount to their SAT scores, for example. So that's how they were discriminating against Asians. And then Asians get upset with black people, and black people get upset with Asians.
Sure,
so
and Hollywood puts out movies that Asians owning stores are exploitive. Then have your own store. I'm not against black, Asian, anybody, but like this, I just love how I hardly ever see Asians running around bitching and complaining, but that's why I think they've hired that racist lady at Harvard, SJW, is they're really trying to find some racist Asians to get that stirred up.
Right. And the thing is, you know, many of these liberal elite always want to do diversity reports. There's no diversity report done on the faculty composition of Harvard. Why don't we do that? And we'll probably find some very illuminating things.
Well, yeah, they're all basically white.
They're white, and let's even do a religious analysis. If you were to say that, that's not allowed. So the bottom line is, you know, they do analysis of.
Well, right, you
people.
Just hit it. A certain religion dominates it, which exactly. And then it's leftists that are always pushing race because they're obsessed with it.
Right, but they don't put it on themselves. So Elizabeth Warren, you know, wants a white guy on stage with her, a dumb white guy, you know, a dumb white guy who's a fake Republican because the Democrats want you know, real Republicans, real conservatives, not really to be exposed.
No, exactly. Look, if you get on the stage, you could probably win an upset, and so we got to get you in there. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's come back and do a few minutes with you, though, on the history of the post office, because you know your stuff. I want to hear your plan for that. And then, Owen, I'm going to ask you a big question straight up. This is a big question. So, folks, stay with us and spread those links or Soros wins. Seriously.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
For Congress, and he's really got Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, mad. She doesn't want him in the debates. But just finishing up, you have a plan for the post office that I find intriguing, because I know, and I read about Benjamin Franklin and the whole setting up the post office and the plan, because the British were always manipulating mail and charging you more or less, and things were notoriously might take a year to even, you know, go 500 miles. People were really sick of it. And our post office was like the model of well-oiled corporate machines later. So how did our government then deliver a system, because it was privatized, that now has become such a problem? And I know big companies want to get rid of it, but couldn't we reform it to create checks and balances with the private corporates? That's a big debate. What's your plan, doctor?
So, Alex, I don't want to promote anything, but this is a pretty good book I wrote. It's called The Future of Email, and I say it's here and it's dangerous. And one of the chapters...
And again, you're the inventor of email on record.
I invented the first email system, so I know a little bit about email. One of the chapters I have, you can see it, it's called Hillary's Email and the New Caste System. And what I talk about in this book is that when the post office was set up, it was set up as just like the, you know, the checks and balances of the United States government. The post office was a very important institution, and the goal was that I could send an email to Alex, Alex could send an email to Owen, and no one would intervene with it. And if they did, 20-year prison sentence, right? And it was also designed low cost, and it was pretty amazing. And the Postal Service still today is quite amazing that you could send for a small amount of money, letters all over. And, in fact, Amazon exploits the U.S. Postal Service, which Trump has brought
up. And if it wasn't there, that infrastructure wasn't there, the corporates would triple charges.
Exactly. So the Postal Service is an amazing institution. Now, in 1997, you know, one of the companies I did, separate from the invention of email, was to actually analyze email. That grew to a very large company. And in 1997, the reason I bring up that date was that was a date that email volume exceeded snail mail or paper mail volume. And I saw this very interesting trend. 4 years before that, you had companies like Hotmail, Yahoo, Google came into the mix, and they were offering public free email services. Everyone remember this? 1993. 1993 was when those companies started coming. Now, 1997, email volume exceeds. So I actually met with the Postal Service while I was running my company, Echo Mail, and I said, look, there's a serious problem here. The U.S. Postal Service should offer a public email service as an alternative to these private free email services, and you guys could probably charge about $50, but you would protect the email.
Because that would put under federal law's umbrella that no one could read it.
Exactly, because what most Americans don't know is when they sign up for their free
Googling all of them, read it all, sell it all.
Read it all, and they're signing away, frankly, their freedom because it says they own it.
Now, remember growing up hearing about dictatorships in third world countries where they read your mail, you get so pissed, right? Family that lived in Central America, and they'd send us letters, it'd all be ripped open, and nothing in it.
Exactly.
And it was like, oh, these outrageous tyrants, but here it's happening.
Right, so that's what Google and Facebook are fundamentally doing. So the Postal Service was set up. So the Postal Service, these guys were making a lot of money, these fat cats, not innovators like Franklin. They laughed at me. They said, look, we're the Postal Service. We don't need to do that. We're in the print mail business. What are you talking about email? Well, fast forward 2011.
Sure, they didn't get it. Then they could have advertisements. Then they could have other services. They could have been the Amazon.
Exactly. So fast forward to 2011, the morons at the Postal Service announced that they're going out of business, bankrupt. Okay? And I hit them hard again, and there was an article that came out in Time magazine. And I said, look, you guys didn't listen to me. You should have done what I told you to. The IG of the Postal Service contacts me and he says, Shiva, what are you talking about? And I said, look, I gave the solution. He actually hired me, gave me about $100,000 to do two reports. And we mapped out and the reports are public information. We can give them to you, which basically show that the Postal Service could make billions of dollars by offering a public digital service, not only for email, Alex, but for social media services. And it would protect us as Americans. Well, again, I delivered those reports. They threw them in the trash probably because these guys, you know, lawyer lobbyists affect them. They probably, you know, I haven't done the research, but they probably are in collusion with Google, Facebook, etc. But the opportunities, the Postal Service, think about it, has all the infrastructure. They have little physical real estate in every little town. Well, on that physical real estate.
And they have the federal law and the culture where they're not allowed to read it.
Federal law. But it gets even more interesting, Alex. On each of those Postal Service towers, we could put up what are called a mesh network antennas, and we could create our own.
And there you have a true federal communications network. And people are like, wait, this is government. We don't want that. The tech companies are already bigger than government.
And this is something that I think President Trump will understand. And Brad Parscale, perhaps, 2020 campaign manager, is something, you know, with Shiva breaking it down.
Because it would be a free network that isn't censored, and it would destroy Facebook and Google and everyone. Exactly. Yeah! That's a hell of an idea. So, like, inventor of email comes up with plan to stop big tech censorship, the post office. That's the headline from this segment.
Exactly. And that's why they want Shiva off the stage for this debate and not in Congress. This, right here.
Because if these big companies won't do it, they should be regulated, A, because they're violating the First Amendment. Let them get their money all day, just don't have monopolies. But you're right, it's the post office. We already have the damn infrastructure. Go ahead.
Right. We would create a physical network, which would be independent of AT&T, Vodafone, etc. Because remember what Mubarak did in Egypt, when the students were protesting, right when the workers came on the street, he made one phone call to Vodafone. We can't have that. So I'm of a deep, and no one's
talking.
Because
we have Google and the big tech companies attacking Trump and the U.S. government with foreign assets trying to stop our elections. We need our own U.S. communications. We do need U.S. communications.
We talk about the Second Amendment, but the pen is mightier than the sword. And the First Amendment has been gutted because we've gutted the U.S. Postal Service. And one of the things I would do is to lay out that architecture, resurrect the
Postal Service. And anything goes on it but stuff that's illegal. It has to be absolutely open and free.
That's already protected by the laws. We don't have to do that anymore. You know, you can't send illegal stuff. But the most important thing is if anyone interferes, it's 20-year federal sentence. We need a federal digital system, we already pay for it, and it's there.
Dr. Shiva, you really are a genius. We got to have you up to do a full hour on this because.
But Alex, let me just finish this one thing. When Hillary Clinton put her private mail server, we're talking about a caste system. So what's going to happen is the wealthy people will create their own digital networks, and we get the free crap from, you know, Facebook, Google, everyone else. You see, they're creating a two-tier
communication.
That's
what they all do. And then they cut us out of the marketplace.
Exactly. So, Alex, I think the fundamental issue here is we're probably going to have a revolution in this country the way things are going with this kind of banning. But the patriots like you, myself, others, the quote-unquote alternative media, we need to start organizing as one united front. That is also another
That's the answer. Not just President Trump taking action. We have to organize into a united front for the First Amendment and deploy ideas, both that are positive and also that are administrative, two people that are already corporately usurping us. We're not calling for regulations. We're calling for laws to block corporate usurpation.
Well, in fact, that's what happened. In the Reagan era, DHL and FedEx, the lobbyists gutted the Postal Service. They took away all the very valuable services, and they left the Postal Service with the spoils. That's what happened in the 80s, and that's why we're suffering today. Alex, you know, look, the debates are planned against the fake Trumper and the fake Indian, and we want to plan massive protests. So if you guys want to come here, we should do this. There's a historic opportunity to expose the fake Indian and the fake Trumpers who are actually using
I agree. I'm going into the third dimension now. They're kicking me out of the internet.
What's that?
We're going to come.
Yeah, you guys got to come. We got to raise hell because this is where the revolution took place. And I'm telling you, the singular issue of trying to keep a real Indian off the stage by Elizabeth Warren, who claims, is a huge historic opportunity to expose these people. And I say we need to create a massive, massive movement. And what better place in Massachusetts? Alex, you're invited. Owen, you're invited. We got to get all the media people here, and we got to take this down. And if they don't let me on that stage, we need to raise hell. And that hell needs to be why they attacked Alex Jones, why they're
Well said. Well said. Again, the best website for folks to visit?
Shiva for Senate, S-H-I-V-A for Senate. Everyone, get a Road Warrior kit, weaponize
Absolutely.
Your car.
God bless you. We got to go to break.
More than 80% of teens look to their parents for money management advice, but one-third of parents avoid discussing finances with their children. That's why American Century Investments has created the guide, Raising Financially Aware Kids. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
We want children to learn the differences between needs and wants, as well as the basic aspects of debt and borrowing. We also want them to establish good saving and investing habits at an early age.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com/kids. That's AmericanCentury.com/kids.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lives of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here, back live on Troyer riding shotgun. Coming up about an hour and a half, he'll be live with the War Room with Roger Stone for as long as he's here before he gets indicted. And of course, they've got the Obama-Hillary version of the FBI breathing down my neck, doing just insane bonker stuff I can't tell you about. But they're not just trying to take me off the air, folks. I can tell you that. This has reached war-level proportions in this country. These people are insane. Now, Dr. Steve Pachinik was head of psychological operations for the State Department and worked with the CIA and helped found Delta Force. He's a best-selling author. And, of course, helped write the whole Jack Ryan series, which is back now on television as well. Worked closely with Tom Clancy as one of his main sources. At Steve Pachinik for now, still on Twitter, and stevepachinik.com. We're with Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You told me back in February when they lied in the news and said, Jones says no one died at Parkland, and they took me off YouTube, you said, YouTube, which in Google, was founded by InQtel and the Geospatial Center, and I knew that was true. So was Facebook. And it will be stopped. You will be back up. 3 days later, they said rogue groups did it, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Bloomberg reported. Alex Jones is back up. So I know there's governmental connections, and I know there's a CIA stay-behind group that Obama signed an executive order on in December of 2016, and I know that's what's going on. I know who the officers of it are. We've got this guy at CNN. That's one of the heads of it. These are some real snot noses, and I confronted one of them, and they said, "Oh, I'm banned for talking to him." It's like he's royalty. He tells this Brandon Darcy guy tells Twitter what to do, literally, because they think it's from like Obama, like he's still the president. They still call him Mr. President, and he's sitting there doing it. So you showed you know what's going on, Dr. Steve Pachinik. So I've kind of set the table, and we're not trying to act like we're in a spy thriller. It's beyond that at this point. This is really happening. So I know you say you've got intel on who the real fake op-ed piece is of the resistance in the New York Times. You say you've got more intel. But just a selfish question, they're not just purging me. It's thousands a day. I mean, millions total. This 60 days out, I think they're scared, but this is so un-American what's happening. Then they lie about who they ban. So Doc, what's your intel on this purge? Because you were right last time that it would be stopped. You're saying, hey, this fight isn't over yet, and which is strange. On Twitter and YouTube, we can give them the back end. It's all still there. Usually when you get banned, it's gone. It's still there. So, Doc, what's going on here?
I think several things. Number one, Jack Dorsey's in severe trouble. Number one, I'm an owner of Twitter. I own thousands of shares of Twitter. And he has to come back as the CEO and explain why he's losing millions and millions of dollars and can't account for being an effective CEO. So Twitter is in financial troubles. As I said to Owen months ago, Facebook is a disaster. It's in financial down spiral because they found out that the model and the paradigm for Facebook viewer is a older woman married who has been divorced, and that just isn't going to work. So you have two companies that are slowing down and basically are heading towards severe financial ruin. Jack Dorsey is a terrible CEO. He is heading up Square, which fortunately is doing better, but he has no idea of how to handle Twitter and how to monetize it. The irony is, as a stockholder, I went and tried to reach Jack Dorsey before any of your problems came up, and honestly, there was nowhere to get there. Number one, he may not even exist. It's a virtual reality. You call up Twitter in San Francisco, you get a voicemail. The voicemail tells you to write on the internet, and the internet tells you that this is a virtual reality, and the quarterly reviews are not done in person. Their virtual reality. So Dempsey has a real problem right now as a CEO who may be thrown out of a company that he really doesn't know how to work.
Let me ask you this. We know they set up the CIA office because it's admitted, and Senator Warner is running it. And then you've got these media people from the Washington Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and other areas that literally tell Twitter and Google what to do. I mean, they brag. They call and they ban whoever they say. What is that nexus? Who's in command of that?
I don't know who is the particular individual who's in command, but you have to remember this type of internet analysis or this type of internet existence is binary. It's one and zero. Roger Stone said something very accurate months ago, and I do agree with him. You guys are literally the test case of what happens in the internet world when you have dissension, compromise, and you begin to push the system too hard. And what's happening is the system can't handle it. They talking about algorithms, and I told one of my guys in NGA, this has nothing to do with algorithms because I was demonetized. I'm demonetized repeatedly for my blogs and my videos. And I explained that you have that in, in Google, they have over 10,000 people who evaluate what is correct and not correct. Now, to show you how incompetent Google is and Facebook is and any other of the internet companies, you have to go back 10 years ago where I had a medical company, a nutritional company in Montana called NBI, which I founded, created, and developed. And then with my partner, we had to pay $6,000 a month for SEO, search engine optimization, because then Google was telling us that we're too commercial. So what's happening is the rise of a fascist entity within these high-tech companies. And I do not think the military or the system that created it, i.e. DARPA, CIA, was aware of what they had done and what they created.
So let me stop you right there, because I was there. The only senator that got on this was Cotton, and he said, Google now refuses to work with the Pentagon on machine learning, but is helping China in weapon systems. Machine learning, they should be SWAT teamed immediately. I mean, that is treason, and it's true. And then they're moving to China, helping censor, and they're doing all this helping shut me down, saying I'm a bad person, when they're working with China and other authoritarian regimes, and only Cotton got it. You just said it. Google is monstrous.
That's correct. The irony of Google is that Brian, the Soviet Jew who started this along with Page, came out of Stanford. I told him that, look, had I known what you would have ended up to be, you became exactly like the Soviet Union that I had to take down in order for you to come here to the United States and create Google. So what you have with the leaders now is a fascist state, and they're acting very much along the same lines from where they came up. We call that identification with the aggressor. But the reality is now that NGA, National Geospatial Agency, and other military units and intelligence units are going to have to correct what's happening, and they're aware of it. They want to know exactly to what extent this will carry on. But basically, the American public has to be able to retaliate by, number one, banning the products, not using, number two.
I was about to say, stay there. Let's talk about how we launch counter assaults informationally, not violently. They keep saying we're violent against these people. I mean, Google is literally in bed with China at this point. I mean, Google has its legs back behind its ears. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me. Owen, jump anytime. Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com, best-selling author, one of the founders of Delta Force. You're a really smart patriot guy, super accurate. He's been on the show for like 17 years. He came on about 6-8 months after 9/11. And the more he's been on over the years, the more right he's been. But one thing he was wrong about is, and he was right about it too, was back after Valentine's Day, I got banned on YouTube over totally fake stuff I didn't say. Which I had a right to say if I wanted to say nobody died at Parkland, I could have, but I didn't. I said they picked 4 kids out of 3,000 that are in the school actor club. They said they were on NBC to be anti-gun PR people. That's totally true. And the police stood down. We were the first to report that because we had local kids on who said it. Later it was confirmed. So they banned 2 of your videos and 1 of mine, knocked us off, And Pachinik said, no, I've talked to people. Geospatial is involved, all these groups. They're putting pressure on it. And I know Trump's put pressure on it. And I told people Trump would come out and start moving against him, which he is. The word is executive orders this week or next week. This next week's already here. But the president can't do everything. He's totally surrounded. And so Pachinik said, watch. And 3 days later, it was back up. And then Bloomberg came out and said, rogue groups did it. Southern Poverty Law Center. But they just keep moving forward. And again, it's not about me. They're banning everybody else right now like they don't care. It's so criminal. Who's ordering them to do it? Well, Senator Warner, they said in the hearing, thank you for your memos, which say we'll federalize you if you don't ban all the conservatives. Then they make statements. Wyden, Warner, and the guy out of Maine, Murphy, says Jones is only the tip of the iceberg. Ban thousands of sites. These people are naked authoritarians. This is like stuff out of history books. And they're this weird leftist cabal with a John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2017 funding this crap. The president needs to go bust that up. They call it, you know, Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act. But it's countering us that are trying to make the country great again. So, Dr. Pachinik, how do you quantify this? How do we stop these groups 60 days out? What do you think they're planning? And you said you got the big bombshell from your sources on who the supposed main author of this fable is, this this whole canard that we've seen in the New York Times, the same anonymous sources, you know, were telling us about WMDs in Iraq and the Tooth Fairy delivering money to children that lose their mandibles.
Let me start why I came on the show, although I will assure you will remain on the show. There are too many elements of the intelligence community that are involved in the different organizations. Furthermore, all of your people, actually your show went up in numbers, as I understand. More and more people are watching you and understanding what you're doing, and you're really acting as the 1776 Patriot against the system that we're just beginning to understand how repressive it has become. It will eventually have to be regulated, and it will be regulated once Trump understands the severity of what's going on and the fact how many of our intelligence units are involved in the creation of these things. Of course, as you know, I was trained in DARPA 1972 by the CIA and by DARPA on the internet and social media. So Zuckerberg and Gates and all the other Bezos, all that other nonsense was nothing more than derivative of DARPA. So eventually this goes back to the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency and those in the Pentagon who will decide how much more will be tolerated in terms of your dissemination of information. You will not go off the air as you think you might. It'll take a little bit of time, but there will be repercussions. The people in the United States will not accept this. There will be organizations and stockholders like myself who will not accept it from Jack Dorsey, and we will demand that he be thrown out because he's not in charge of the financial elements. Forget the fact that he doesn't know what he's doing and he's not very bright when it comes to political issues. He's not bright at all. But we're talking about a whole bunch of Silicon Valley kind of fact idiots, guys who are bright in one thing they do, but are not too bright in anything else, where they create algorithms that they think really are the ones that are impartial when in fact they use people. And those people will be held accountable. So time will tell what happens. I'm not going to make you a specific prediction, but I will say that you will remain on the air and you will be a viable alternative to what's happening.
Well, you're right. I mean, our core audience has gone up. It's hard to reach a lot of new people what they've done. We are exploding on commercial TV and radio. So thanks to the listeners. We're holding the line. I've got all these Soros-backed suits that we can beat, but it takes money. My point is, this is flagrantly authoritarian, and so what do you think the president should do?
Well, the president has to first find out who, in fact, did that attempted coup with the New York Times.
And let's expand. You're absolutely right. That was a 25th Amendment call, and you've got all the leftists on every major channel and all these intelligence ops saying get rid of the president desperately. The Woodward thing fell flat. This is falling flat. But exactly, who do you think's behind that from your sources?
Well, in my analysis and what I've told my intelligence people, and they're interested in hearing what I have to say today, because I said I'm specifically going on your show to explain why I think the person I'm choosing is the one who wrote it. Number one, this person went to Yale. Bob Woodward went to Yale. There are no accidents in intelligence and in terms of sequence of events. When Bob Woodward came out with his book, Fake, he's a complete sociopath. I've known him since the 1970s and 80s when he lied about Nixon. He lied about Valerie Plame. He's basically a sociopath who's been very successful in the world of fiction. However, there's an equal sociopath who I've warned a year ago not to bring him in. And I believe that the man behind the actual writing of the New York Times was none other than John Bolton, or as he likes to call himself, Ambassador Bolton, but he's not the ambassador. Why? Because like Bob Woodward, he went to Yale. Like Mike Pence, he was a Catholic who was very religious, and yet he was a hypocrite, a liar, and a deceit. Bolton's whole life has been nothing but self-aggrandizement, allying himself with Jinza, the Jewish organizations, Bibi Netanyahu, and he's extremely stupid. In the world of national security, we do not listen to John Bolton, and the reason for that, it's very simple. We military officers or ex-military officers like Pompeo, like Mattis, like Nakasone, like Kelly, we would never tolerate the nonsense that he has provided, and at the same time hidden behind the fact that he is a war hawk, a neocon, who in 9/11 insisted we go into Iraq, destroyed Iraq. At the same time, he insisted we go to Libya. We destroyed Libya. And when North Korea said he's a moron, they were absolutely right, because he has no idea.
So you think it's Bolton? I think that's a mistake. Why did Trump let him in?
The reason I think it's Bolton is, number one, he's a total sociopath. Number two, he has strong relationships with the Council on Foreign Relations. He is completely accepted by the Washington establishment. Number three, two of my operatives, intelligence operatives who worked with me, Carl Ford, who's a brilliant intelligence operative, said Bolton's history of bullying is incredible. He bullies the people below him, and he sucks up to the people above him. And this is what he's done with President Trump. He's basically bullied him into the corner and bullied the New York Times to say, look, I have information, but basically I'm going to tell you I'm working with the people, but at the same time I'm going to hide behind the covers. And this is typical John Bolton, who said we should go into Vietnam, we should yet kill them, but I'm not going in there because I'm afraid of dying in the dugouts. I'm afraid of getting killed in the paddies. I'm afraid. And this is Bolton, who in conjunction with Pence, who is not a very brave man, and I warn Trump not to take Pence in because he doesn't represent the evangelical right. I happen to live in an area where the evangelical right lives and breathes, and none of them are like Pence. Pence was, again, like Bolton, a Catholic. Like Bolton, they were both liars, deceptive, and they violated their code of ethics when Bolton was convicted for all kinds of crimes under the Taiwan Act and working with Jesse Helms.
Well, we got to go to break. So you're now implicating, you're saying Pence is involved in this axis.
Well, he's a coward. Basically, he is the one who will succeed if the 25th Amendment comes in. So you always ask yourself.
That's right. He stands.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Listening to the most censored, most banned, most demonized broadcast by tyrants, by Chicons, by the CFR, by the globalists in the world. And you better believe, you can bet your last dollar we're not going to stop. We're going to go on to the end to quote Churchill. Whatever the cost is, we're never going to stop. And I feel good. Dr. Stephen Chang's our guest, StephenChang.com. Owen Schroyer, host of War Room, riding shotgun with me. Here's the paradox, though. Trump's done good on the economy, good instincts, a lot of stuff, but man, does he bring in a barrel of snakes. And Bolton is a crazy neocon. I want to think nice things about Pence. You know, I don't want to get Pence in trouble with the media, but you know, he said some nice things to our crew that he met with once. But I do see Nikki Haley and him, who a lot of folks say are going to run in 2020 if Trump gets in trouble. Haley always throws him under the bus. She does all this crap. I see Pence always staying out of it. I see the media leaving Pence alone. And that's where I think Pachenik's right, is that he's like the golden boy in the 25th Amendment play, where you've got Woodward, Bernstein, all the usual snakes of the whole deep state globalist arm saying, remove him. He's so horrible. So, A, Trump's blind spot, why does he bring him in? What, keep your enemies closer? I don't think so. I think they say, like, business. He thinks if I bring in other business competitors and they're all part of the table, they'll work with me. But it's not about that. It's about pissing on America. Dr. Pachenik, what do you think?
All right, let me go back to my real intelligence roots and get to something that may not be so savory. John Bolton's history is really highly contrived and distorted by the way he says it. But we know for a fact, for example, his first marriage, which lasted for a few years, was broken up because he was a swinger. Now, it doesn't look like this man could be a swinger, the son of a postman, deep Catholic, just like Mike Pence, who eventually converted to Lutheran, spent many of his hours and days at Plato Retreat in New York, swinging around in sex. Now, he was accompanied by another gentleman by the name of Bush Jr.
He does have a pervert mustache. Sorry, go back to Bush Jr.
Go ahead. And Bush Jr. was involved in this retreat. And there was another gentleman when he was much, much younger. He can deny it if he wants, and that was Donald Trump. So the alliances we're talking about are not alliances of intellect. They're not alliances of ideology. They're alliances of vulnerability, which is what I've said for years when I teach at the War College. You choose your partners not because they're strong, but because you can manipulate them, because you see their weakness. One of the reasons you, Owen, and myself are not really part of a bigger group is that we don't reveal that weakness. We don't really want to be part of it. And in fact, you two guys have really disturbed the system, as I have in my own way. So I don't work with
the group. Oh, I agree. They've offered me money, sex, everything. I just want to go home and hang out with my family. And they can't stand that I don't like want to go have sex with underage girls.
Well, the bottom line here is, you know, it doesn't help when your ex-wife goes on. I don't want to get into that. It doesn't help when you have other narratives coming in. But when you have vulnerability like John Bolton, you have vulnerability to Bob Woodward, who wants to be somebody. He's lied. He's been compromised. He knows he's financially compromised emotionally and intellectually. So is John Bolton. They both went to Yale. It's not hard to coordinate, one, the book, and then, quote, the New York Times. Now, the New York Times is a highly compromised paper. If, in fact, what I say is true, and I do believe it is true, then you have two people who are attempting to make a coup directly. That's John Bolton and the people of the New York Times and those who are with John Bolton. And I think it's Mike Pence. I said a year ago, and this is not something I've come up recently, on February 19th of 2017, I wrote a blog saying do not bring John Bolton in.
No, you said it on our show, too. Let me bring this up. We know there's a task force of the New York Times engaging in criminal activity, literally offering people money to lie about me, and they believe they're, quote, going to overthrow Trump because we had somebody, just because a certain person happened to be dating some of the people involved, went to a party where they were openly drinking and bragging how they're going to bring down me, Trump, and how the New York Times is at the heart of a coup with Obama and insiders of the Trump administration. I had this 2 weeks ago from someone that was in the party. So it's funny you're saying that. The New York Times is at the heart of this.
Well, let's go back again. Let us talk about, we know about Trump. We know about his background. So what? Is it really relevant that he had intercourse with number of women and all that? He said, no, that's not really relevant. What is more relevant is you have a guy like Obama who lied pathologically from day one, who was a CIA operative, who was not born in the United States, but he is American thanks to his mother, who was a brilliant CIA operative, who in fact did not go to Columbia, but did go to Occidental College, who had a history of homosexual activity with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago way before he ever came in, and had a history of cocaine addiction, as did Bush Jr., as did Clinton. So where exactly is the moral compass on Trump when I'm giving you this entire panoply of dysfunctional behavior? I have a John F. Kennedy with Addison's disease who could not function. I have an LBJ, a pathological liar who screwed his own Diane, whatever her name was, the historian. I have a pathological father, Bush Sr., who might have been involved and was involved in the JFK assassination, the Reagan assassination. And I have a Woodrow Wilson who had been in coma for a year and a half. What is the problem in the United States when they do not know the history of their presidents? Suddenly Trump is the person who's erratic? Not exactly. Is he the only one who didn't know how to make decisions, who doesn't understand foreign policy? Not really. Did he bring in all of these people? For what reason? He's a businessman. He does what he needs to do. Does he deny he was dealing with the mafia? No. Does he act like a mafia guy? Yeah, so what? He's from New York. So am I. We all know who does the mafia. We all know who does waste management. We all know who does the casinos. But when you come forth in self-righteousness as a John Bolton or a Mike Pence or a Bob Woodward, when you are self-righteous and you are a coward, and you are corrupt, then you have a problem. All three elements will come for self-destruction. And trust me, Bob Woodward will go under. Mike Pence will have to resign because he knows very well he has done nothing. His whole life has been nothing.
But I was about to say, that Woodward thing was supposed to be the takedown. It was out 2 days, and they pulled it back completely.
That's correct, because it was false. All he had was a year ago's Woodward makes up materials. I happen to have been on the Montgomery County Sentinel in the 1970s as a drama critic when the head of the Montgomery County Sentinel said, I have to give cover to a Navy intelligence officer who worked with Admiral Whelan. And that Navy intelligence officer was none other than Bob Woodward. There was no deep throat. There was no mysterious thing. He was getting information, as was given Kissinger and Alex Haig, from the intelligence reports that Admiral Whelan had created in a soft coup. So Bob Woodward was involved in what we call a soft coup in Nixon administration.
And of course, the corrupt establishment goes back to the underlings that are still alive of that very op. Hey, you had success before, do it again.
Well, that's the point. Vulnerability and sociopathy picks itself constantly. So when you picked on Rubio, I thought it was fantastic. Rubio comes from North Central Florida. He claims he's Cuban. No, he's not Cuban. He's American. He claims his family escaped because of communists. Absolute nonsense. They came because they wanted to have a financial future, which I don't blame them, under the dictator Batista, not under Fidel Castro. He himself has a history of homosexual activities. I want him to deny it. He has a history of being not too bright, having gone to Santa Fe College. He has a history where his brother-in-law is a major drug pusher in Miami. I come from
Why did he, because I was already there with the press, they come out the door. Why did he blow up immediately and start saying he didn't know who I was?
Because he knows who you are and because he doesn't know how to handle you. You see, the beauty of Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and InfoWars, the reason why we appreciate your being there, as well as the intelligence community, is you're creating dissension in a system that is so corrupt, that is replete with sociopaths, including the ones who run the high tech, that we're watching literally the oscillation of what's called the Republic. I'm not saying a democracy. We're not a democracy. We're Republic. So when Alex Jones comes in and, quote, acts funny or, you know, you can do your riff, but I know and others know very well, you want to mess with Alex Jones, please, I invite you. You want to mess with Owen Schroyer, who happened to have got a degree in psychology and public and political affairs, I invite you. But don't mess with people like Alex Jones or myself or others who have been in the business of, number one, creating your own business. Number two, not being dependent on the kindness of strangers. Number three, not being a sociopath. Number four, oscillating a system to seek...
We got to come back, but what we've got is a bunch of globalists that are only inside the system that all just glad-hand each other. They're like peacocks on power trips, and now America's breaking away from them. They don't know what to do, so now they jump the shark with total censorship. What comes next with Dr. Steve Pachinik and Owen Schroyer straight ahead? Stay with us back in 2 minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.